Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now I want to look at a silent, but I think a critical crisis in South Africa's healthcare system, access to life-saving medicine. Now, while government policy aims to make medicine more affordable through a single exit price, a fixed price for each drug, it may be doing the exact opposite. It's discouraging pharmaceutical innovation, some say. It could delay access to essential drugs like cancer treatment and antiretrovirals. And ironically, it could harm the very patients that it's meant to help. Now, at the center of this debate, I understand, is a potential solution. It's called International Reference Pricing, or IRP. And if I've got this correct, it allows prices to reflect a country's ability to pay without undercutting global markets, if you see what I'm saying. But let's see what's at stake and what must change, if anything. And I'm joined now by Zweli Bashman, who's Managing Director for MSD in South and Sub-Saharan Africa, and also Chair of the Pharmaceutical Task Group of South Africa. So, Zweli, a very warm welcome to you. And you say the single exit price system is causing more harm than good. But wasn't it introduced precisely to bring transparency and fairness to the system? What's gone wrong?
I think it's important to understand when the single exit price legislation came into being. And it was introduced in 2004. And I think really when it was introduced to bring about more transparency and more regulation around medicine pricing and to really reduce perversities that may have existed in the ecosystem at the time. But I think what it didn't take into account, and we can understand that medicine research would escalate to the extent that it has over the past 20 years. And the fact that certain diseases that were previously thought to be untreatable and incurable are treated with really high cost and high tech and costly medicines that often in some instances cost as much as a house. And so there has to be a level of nuance that one takes into account around the buying process in order to ensure that as many patients as possible are able to access these high cost and high tech medicines. And I think the single exit price, its main downfall is that it does not allow for any form of discounting or provision of free goods, which are an integral part of expanded access programs that are utilized everywhere in the world to ensure that there's equitable access to high cost and high tech medicines.
Zweli, I fully understand your argument, but who would determine that nuance that you've just referred to?
I think the government is well equipped to determine that nuance in parallel with private market providers. As the Innovative Pharmaceutical Association, we've previously presented a number of times to South Africa's pricing committee and made a plea to them to really work with us to define the mechanisms that can be put into place in order for expanded access programs to be utilized broadly in South Africa. We believe that the legislation as it reads does allow for that nuance to be brought into place, and all that is required is for us to collaboratively work together and to find the sweet spot that would address the pricing committee's concerns. Our main thing is that we have absolutely no problem with internal visibility from a South African perspective to all key players within the South African ecosystem. But we do have a challenge with external visibility of prices from some of the major markets.
There's the argument that single exit pricing is delaying access to new drugs, all well and good. Are you able to give me a specific example where South African patients have had to wait unnecessarily?
Well, we see it all the time. This is primarily because the price points in South Africa, in order to get to the right price points that would generate expanded access, you would in essence be impacting a multitude of other markets that reference South Africa. So to give you a typical example, three years ago, I got a call from one of my colleagues who was stationed out in Saudi Arabia who'd indicated that the Saudi Arabian government had added South Africa to its reference basket for markets. And these are basically markets that Saudi would be referencing from a pricing perspective. What that meant was that any price points that were available in South Africa would be referenced by Saudi, and Saudi would move towards that price. And I don't think that is fair, considering that Saudi has a GDP that's approximately four times more than that of South Africa. We then made quite a stern effort to engage the South African government to intervene in this. But we also had to rely on our global policy networks. Fortunately, Saudi Arabia, after about 3 or so months, managed to remove South Africa from that basket of products. But what would have happened if that had not changed was that, the prices in South Africa would never be able to be lower than the prices in Saudi. Similarly, there's a multitude of other countries that also reference Saudi, including France. And so this is, some of the challenges that we are faced with in relation to the single exit price.
So to that point specifically, then, is there an argument that introducing IRP maybe adds a layer of complexity and bureaucracy, and that could slow access even further?
I completely agree. My point around IRP, and it's a simple one, is that in theory, it is a good intervention. But practically speaking, considering that South Africa is one of the few countries that has the level of external price visibility that we have, you are not competing off the same sort of level. And so, if you have IRP, whereas in South Africa you would be referencing the real gross to net price, in other markets, because they have varying degrees of discounting, free goods, as well as access programs, you are never actually referencing the price that the patient pays at the end of the day. And my stance that I've been advocating for within the South African context is that whilst there's a lot of this global discussion happening, we need to introduce manageable and tangible solutions that can ensure that patients have access to these medicines today. And I think that making slight alterations to the implementation of the single exit price legislation would actually provide us with a quicker, better outcome than going on a global lobbying process that requires a multitude of governments to align around how they manage medicine pricing.
Thank you very much indeed for the explanation. That is Zweli Bashman, who is Managing Director MSD in South and Sub-Saharan Africa, also Chair of the Pharmaceutical Task Group of South Africa. Appreciate your time.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.